KSRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. At least seven deaths are linked to fallen trees or suspected hypothermia, result of ice-laden winter storms sweeping the Pacific Northwest this week.
Rick Graves of Portland Fire and Rescue in Oregon tells KGW that shortly before noon Wednesday, two adults and a teenager were killed when they got out of their SUV.
The weather brought down a branch, a significant sized branch from a tree over the top, and it took down a live electrical wire.
Officials say the three appear to have been electrocuted. They say a child was saved when a person who lives in the area grabbed the two-year-old from one of the people lying in the street. As much as 1 inch of ice added to the damage caused by a powerful storm that hit over the weekend. I'm Donna Water.
He's not slowing down after attending court yesterday in New York, where he's a target of a defamation lawsuit. Former President Trump flew to New Hampshire for a rally in Portsmouth, the state's GOP primary now just 5 days away. So at SRNnews.com, the U.S. once again launching missiles at Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen. The strike comes after the rebels attacked an American ship in the Red Sea. GOP Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says the U.S. and its allies have to get serious about halting the Houthi rebel attacks.
The only thing that's going to put an end to these attacks on Americans and our friends and partners in the region is a devastating strike against Yemen, and increasingly it looks like it will have to be against Iran as well.
Cotton speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Pakistan has retaliated for yesterday's deadly attack by Iran. Pakistan's Air Force says it has hit terrorist hideouts in Iran. That's similar to how Iran justified its attacks on targets inside of Pakistan. On Wall Street this morning, Dow features down 17 points. NASDAQ features up 133. SRN News. Open Doors U.S. releasing its annual World Watch list.
It's a ranking of the nations where religious persecution is the worst, and coming in at number one, as it has for years, is North Korea. The brutal communist dictatorship officially outlaws Christianity altogether. Number two on the World Watch list is Somalia, followed by Libya, Eritrea, and Yemen. Rounding out the top ten on the annual rundown, Nigeria, Pakistan, Sudan, Iran, and Afghanistan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A divide among Missouri abortion advocates over whether to include restrictions regarding the viability of an unborn baby in a planned ballot measure is roiling the movement. One side wants completely unlimited abortion, while the other side worries that a no-limit strategy will sink their chances of passing any abortion amendment at all. The most radical abortion groups oppose all viability language in legislation or regulations. This is SRN News. Federal investigators focusing on the production of the fuselage panel that blew out an Alaska Airlines jet in mid-flight earlier this month.
National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy says the door plug was made in Malaysia by Boeing's leading supplier, Spirit AeroSystems. And investigators are going to look into how it was produced and how it was installed. Boeing CEO David Calhoun visited Spirit AeroSystems' factory in Wichita, which installs the part, telling workers, engineers, and mechanics are going to learn from the incident and get better. Airlines have inspected 40 Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets identical to the one involved in the accident. The Federal Aviation Administration says it will review the findings and develop a maintenance process before letting the planes carry passengers again. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Biden will tout Bidenomics when he visits the politically important state of North Carolina later today. More details at SRNnews.com.